This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Revolution Beauty. Revolution Beauty is an affordable and accessible makeup for all. Since day one, Revolution has been challenging beauty norms and championing diversity.
All products are 100% cruelty-free and designed based on consumer feedback. So Revolution has something for every skin type and any occasion. And that is so great for me, Sasha, because my skin, it doesn't know what it wants to do. But I do love that they have a skincare kit for whatever you need, whether it's a blemish or oil, and their color palettes. Have you seen those?
Y'all know I love me some color, and that includes on my face.
So absolutely.
Now that summer is coming, I'm ready for all of the vibrant eyeshadows and all of the fun color palettes. I'm ready to go.
And Revolution definitely has something for us.
So we are teaming up with Revolution Beauty to give you 20% off your next purchase by using the code PODGO20. That code is PODGO20 at revolutionbeauty.us. Check out the link in our show notes and join the revolution today. Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we are drinking one of our favorite brands.
Mm-hmm.
We have made our way back to 19 Crimes. I haven't tasted this wine yet, but I can tell you that you can't go wrong with 19 Crimes.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a good wine. It's a good wine.
Like, they just make quality wines.
You're not going to hear me complain about a 19 Crimes.
Lying she is.
Except for if it's hard shard. That's
lying she is.
The one I will complain about.
Overall, 19 Crimes, and that's just because you're not a white fan, and like it has notes that you just don't like. It has peach notes. It has stone fruit notes.
Mm-mm.
For which I think it needed to have.
Because it's 16%.
Hell, I mean, we ain't drinking gasoline. But no, I mean, 19 Crimes is good. It's just a basic. Is this the big or dark red?
This is a dark red. So we are drinking the Banisher. If you are familiar with 19 Crimes, this is the bottle where the guy's face is all scratched out on it.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the tasting notes, it says that it's full and round on the palate. It has a distinct sweetness, making the wine rich and mouth coating. It has a dark chocolate and vanilla aromatics that carry through the palate and complement subtle flavors of cloves and cinnamon spice. And that the palate has a long, rich, plush finish.
I'm gonna tell you that this is the first time that I tasted everything you said.
Really?
I am in shock. Like, I'm shooketh over here because I'm like, shooketh? Because I taste the dark chocolate because I like dark chocolate. I think that's the reason why. I taste the dark chocolate and like that hint. I taste the clove, the cinnamon, the long finish. They were very accurate about.
It does have it is rich and it is a mouth coating wine.
It has just the slightest.
It says a distinct sweetness.
Well, see, I don't taste sweet. It has
It has a long, rich, plush finish, which I do.
I feel like it has a nice tan. It sits right in the middle of my tongue, like the tannins.
It's not super dry. It's not really dry.
It's not really dry, but it's just enough where your tongue is like, hey.
Yeah. So if you've had 19 Crimes before, of course, I don't think we're going to do it now. We might do it in the Vino Corner. But of course, if you download the Living Wines app, the little guy on the bottle will talk to you. But
yes,
they actually have him on the website. So the guy on the bottle, because we always are interested in who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
He is James Wilson. He was born James McNally in Ireland in 1836. He joined the British Army at the age of 17. He enlisted under a false name before returning to Ireland, where he became a Fenian, whatever that is, in 1864. I feel like that's a thing because it's a capital F. It says on February 10th, 1866, he was arrested by the police, who discovered him hiding in a safe house in Dublin. He must have been part of some sort of gang, because it says him, along with other military Fenians, were tried, found guilty of desertion and mutinous conduct, and sentenced to death. However, the sentence was later commuted to penal servitude for life, and they were transported to Western Australia. In October of 1867, Wilson and 61 other Fenians began the long sea voyage on board the Hougoumont to Australia. So from what I'm gathering, I feel like the Fenians was probably trying to not go
they
to
were
war, probably
they,
for something.
They were a political, a secret political organ. They were Antifa before Antifa.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Because I just looked it up because I said, Oh, okay. Apparently they're everywhere. So I just love, like, I think the reason that I love 19 Crimes is because it's history. It's a little bit of history. And it also just once again reminds me that that Australia has always been a badass place and always will be, because that's where they sent criminals. Like they sent criminals there. It was like, literally, you know, like,
who the fuck wants to live here? It's hot as fuck. Every dangerous animal on the
everything
planet
wants to kill you. This sounds like a good place to punish some people.
Let's send
and they
people
thrived. And they but nevertheless they prospered.
They persisted.
Because I'm like, and that's the reason why to this day I don't want to go to Australia. A part of me wants to go because I think it's so beautiful, but everything wants to kill you, from the plants to the goddamn animals to the bugs. I still want to go, but I want to go, but I need to, like, just, there's things that I want to see that I don't know if I'd ever see. Like, I want to see I want to look out the window and see two kangaroos fighting in the street. Because apparently that fucking happens.
For me, I do want to go to Australia, but it's just such, you're literally going to the other side of the world.
It's like 24 hours.
Like, you literally can't go any further without coming back.
Like it's a day. Like, you really are just like, take a day, take two, like, you take 10 days because 2 days is travel.
Yeah, it takes so long to get
it
there.
It does, but you know what? I mean, you're trying to go to...
We're supposed to be going to
Thailand. I was
going
to say, you want to go to Thailand.
So
hell,
I'll
you want
that goes. And if
I was like, hell, Thailand, you just be like,
yeah, at that point you're almost there. So yeah. But
this is a very good wine.
Yes, it's Sasha and Sheree approved. It is a 13.5% wine. This actually, on the bottle, it says it's a southeastern Australian wine. So that's what it is. So yeah,
like you said, like we say before, you're never going to go wrong with 19 Crimes,
never.
Like,
unless it's hard chard.
I like hard chard, so I'm just, and yet I still have never bought it again, because everyone that I love and like, I have yet to buy again. I actually should.
So I think my favorite, obviously 19 Crimes, obviously Cali Red,
yes,
bar none.
Yes.
Snoop, whatever the fuck Snoop is doing, he made that wine.
I've bought like 15 of those. See, that's the thing.
That's a good one. I really like this one. Mm-hmm. I would put Cali Red and then this one under. Mm-hmm. It is a really good red blend.
It really is.
Like, and it is, because so for red blends, you'll see if you are in a wine store at any point, they do have different red blends. Like, mm-hmm, they have a lot of different brands have dark red blends, and some just have a red blend. Mm-hmm. And you'll actually see some that are sweet red blends. So it just depends on what you're trying to drink. I think I obviously, because of the type of wine that I like to drink, I prefer dark red blends. So something to think about when you're buying wine.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So this one, the varieties. So of course, any red blend is going to be a blend of wines. So this one is a Cab Sav, Pinot Noir, and a Merlot, which is, of course,
makes sense.
Yeah. So,
but also that makes sense because, like, I enjoy a Pinot Noir. I think I enjoy a Pinot Noir more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, love a Merlot, and Cab Sav is right there in between.
Right,
so
right. Give me. I think I go Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
Cab Sav.
Mm-hmm.
A Malbec,
mm-hmm,
then a Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
your thing. Little. That's your thing.
That's my.
Me,
y'all
can't see
I'm
what
a, I'm
doing.
I'm
she, so she's doing like the so for y'all who's not watching the video, sorry. She
watch the video by joining our Patreon Sip Squad at patreon.com/Rollin' Sip.
Mid real plug. But no, Yeah, she's the rank. Merlot is her highest, no matter what. Merlot, just know that Sasha loves a Merlot. Me, I like to drink, so I can't even say what I like anymore. I like red. I like red and I like white. So depending on what I feel, so like recently I've been on a white kick. So like when I go to the store, I'm buying whites. Because it's something about red that it makes me want to like chill. But after work, I found that a white wine for me is just like that one thing that don't make me feel like I'm too out of it. Like I don't have to, I can still do stuff. I can still cook. But yeah, so I love this.
Yeah, you're not, you can't go wrong.
Never. No complaints.
So, but today, so what are we talking about today, Sheree?
Color struck. We're talking about colorism in the black and brown community, which is actually
I want you to know that in my mind, I was like, I hope she sings. I'm going to throw this to her, and I hope she sings.
Color struck. Color struck. Yes, I have the jazz hands too. Well, the thing is, like, we're talking about colorism.
And yeah, and so my mom is actually here today. And before we started recording, I asked her about colorism. I actually pulled up some articles. I'm not going to get into them. I'm just going to link to them in the show notes because Sheree and I can talk about colorism from personal experience. But like, they are interesting. Let me just,
I will tell you about how I tried to shame Sasha. Shame her because she was like, I pulled up a lot of articles on colorism. I said, you need articles on colorism? And she was like, I don't need them. And I was like, for real though? And I stared at her like judgingly while she was like, I don't need them. They're for the show notes.
And for the show notes. And just so y'all know, I found ones about why understanding colorism within the Latino community is so important, colorism in Latinx community,
the difference
between racism and colorism, and why Black people discriminate among ourselves, the toxic legacy of colorism. So if you want to read any of those articles,
and we're going to get into all of that because I'm like, me and you both know it so well. Like, so no, the reason that we wanted to talk about this is because, like, I mean, it Sasha, you, number one, it needs to not be a thing, but it still exists, and it exists so much. Like, we always have the team light skin, team dark skin. Like, you know, ooh, you acting real light skin stare.
How many times have I've seen with guys like, oh, light skins are making a comeback?
Exactly.
At one point when we were growing up, it was all about the light skin dudes.
Yep.
And now.
Being light skin with some pretty eyes, you know, that was currency.
That's my weakness.
I know. That's your currency. But for me, and I've always been like, give me like, well, I mean, like a pretty face, but something about that milk chocolate cocoa, like not, oh, so Jesus. My mother showed me a picture of someone, and I promise you, she said, she was looking at TV, and she was like, hey, Sheree, she's like, come over here and look at this. This dude, they get ready to show, he about as black as his mask. Mom! And then he came back on the screen, and I said, oh, wow. And she said, ain't he black? I said, mm-hmm. I said, but damn, he pretty. She said, that's pretty black. See, that's that culture. So there's a level of blackness that you get to. It's light skin. Then somewhere in the middle is not that great. But then you get to this point where
like
you
the purple, like, black.
Oh, like purple black, where it's like you're just gorgeous.
Because you see a lot of that with like models now where they show off the extreme. And I don't want to say extreme because that makes it sound
it's not extreme, but it's like melanated.
See it that often in like media. The dark
like Lupita Nyong'o,
but I'm talking about even like darker models, like, who are darker than her.
There's one,
but they are just like, their skin is flawless and they look shine beautiful.
Like someone said this, I love TikTok. I'm gonna say this, I love TikTok because it gives me all that I need to get. And so there was someone who posted something that was talking about, like, I don't know, there was a dude actually who was like, I don't understand why people talking about, you know, light skin, you know, the people who light skin and the sun hit them with the shine and it's like the way they glow. He said, I don't understand. He said, if you think I glow, a dark skinned person with the sun hit them right, it's fucking magical. Golden. Oh my gosh. He's like, that's how you know that magic exists. It's fucking gorgeous. They are not of this world. And so it's like, I appreciate that it's coming back. It's getting better.
For me, I don't think I've ever had a preference on like whether or not I liked light skin.
You didn't seek out? like a specific person.
If they were just honestly speaking, y'all, if they were black, I was for it. Like
I was gonna say, so just so you understand, so that before we get into this, so me and Sasha have had these conversations many a times because we talked about colorism, and you know, there are in the Latino and Latinx community, that's the word. Mm-hmm. There is a very distinct preference towards
white,
being, you know, white. Ethnicity, is it white. Ethnicity or race?
It would be race. Like so from in my family, I'm a white Latina. I don't like to say that because I don't like to claim it. Although
I will
hold on to the fact that my cousin's DNA test says we from Ireland, or we're from Spain, Portugal, and then Africa. So
I'm gonna hold on to it. But like mostly, but Puerto Ricans in general, not even just you, you are.
Yeah, so Puerto Ricans look like me. Most Puerto Ricans are my skin complexion. I'm not super dark. I'm not super light. Like, I'm not the whitest.
Sasha looks Spanish.
Like your average.
She looked like she should speak Spanish straight up.
There are Spanish people, Cubans, Argentinians. We just finished watching Queen's Gambit. Have you watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix?
No, I have not yet.
Actually, a really good series. But the point I'm trying to make is the girl who stars in that show is Argentinian. Like, she's a Spaniard woman. Mm-hmm. She looks white. She can pass as a white woman. You would not know that she's Argentinian. Cubans look white. Like they a lot of them can look white. Colombians, okay, depending on where they're from, a lot of them can look white. Like you,
yes. You're right.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom, my cousin, and I went to Miami for a conference.
See, and I look at Cubans and I don't see white, but this might be the difference between black and white, black people looking at someone.
We were at this resort. My mom had a conference and there was this little, I don't think he was Cuban. He may have been Colombian. One of them C's. It was this little boy. We were kids because I was like 12 or something.
Okay,
like
just he's one of them C's and it wasn't a curse word. Okay.
That little boy had black hair and blue eyes, and he was some sort of Spanish, and I fell in love for that time.
Sasha is a sucker for some eyes. Jesus, God damn, girl.
But like, we have people in my family, on my mom's side of the family, who legit look white. Like, yeah. We have Irish in us, so we have redheads, green eyes. You will see a lot of Puerto Rican women, and this is why I can also get away with this. You can attest to this, who mm-hmm. on the island have blonde hair. They dye their hair that color, or they can somewhat be close to naturally blonde. That's why I don't look that bad with blonde hair.
Like, oh, no. Like, when you dye your hair blonde, it's like, looks completely fine. It's the thing is, like, being Puerto Rican
on the island, though, there is a huge Puerto Rican culture in general. Our dances, our food, our style is influenced heavily by the African slaves who were brought there. We have a huge African culture, but like when I was talking to my mother, the closer you are to white is better.
I mean, of course. And the thing is that's the same. I mean, it's the same thing in the black community. I mean, mm-hmm. like no matter what, when we talk about good hair, when we talk about features, when we talk about
good hair,
like I said, the one thing, like, as we will get to our takeaways, but the one thing that I will say is that everything now that we're talking about, it may not be as relevant because it is changing. We are seeing where people are like, yes, black girl magic, and you know, all of these wonderful things. But, and you know, the fact that we still have to have laws passed so that the hair that grows out of my hair, how the fuck it grows
John
out my
Oliver,
hair.
This is going to be way.
Yes, I was just looking at him. Oh my gosh.
Segment on it.
I Whoever was just looking at that.
His researchers or his writers did amazing because he talked about black hair so well and in a way that was so respectful and like he knew exactly what he was referring
yes,
to. Yes,
I actually, so we might actually have to put that in our show notes because that shit down. And I was just looking at it because I said, yeah. And like someone said, that just shows that he has respected and absolutely like amazing black writers who like can do the research, and really he knows because he knew what he was talking about. Is it like someone had to Google, like my friend, she Googled if he had a black wife because it was like, hold up, sir.
Oh, he was
you
so
know this
good
so
with
well.
It.
Like he so said things that it. He said brands. I was like, what? You know,
and
eco style again.
Like, oh, the smell of like, you know, the hot iron. takes you back to your childhood.
And I was like, sir, like I'm saying, but the thing that I will say is like, I have one of my best friends growing up is Dominican. His grandmother was darker than anyone in my family, but spoke not a lick of English, okay? And that's when I realized, like, that's how I discovered the difference between Puerto Rican and, like, Puerto Ricans who lean towards white, and Dominicans who are like, I'm Black. Because my friend looks like a light skin. He looks like he could pass for, he could be a light-skinned Black dude.
If you look at any, like, what's the whatever the Spanish television network is,
Telemundo.
If you look at any of those, or even any of the Spanish telenovelas and stuff like that, all of the people who are on those shows look like me. So yeah. The average assumption is that all Spanish people look like me, and that's not the case. First of all, like, Dominicans are Black. Like, yes, some of them look like me. Dominican Republic shares the same island as Haiti. Literally, exactly. Split in half.
They are the same. Exactly. And that's the reason why it's so funny.
One speaks
funny,
French,
like,
one speaks Spanish. They're the same people.
Exactly. And so it's like you cross a border. It's not like you transform. It's like, you know, literally, it's not like
white when you cross that line.
Like it's not like you walk through a portal. It's like, no, you cross a border and you're in another country.
There are a lot of Dominicans who somehow think that they are better than Haitians because they are not Haitian, I guess.
Because colorism exists. And to be honest, though, when we go to colorism, so what's my story of colorism? Okay, so I am a brown skin girl. Okay, Beyonce all the way, brown skin girl. Okay, so
Rajesh, go ahead and put that clip in. Don't though, because we'll probably get sued.
Like, we don't have the rights to that song, so we don't put it. No, just put us singing horribly, okay? But no, like, me as a brown skin girl, I guess I never grew up thinking there was anything wrong with being Black or being brown. I do have family members who hold color very high, because, you know, as with every Black
family.
How do
you feel about doll babies?
So I guess it's because my mother always, I had black doll babies. My mother would not get me a white doll baby, not never ever in her life. So my mother even showed me way back in the day. So this must be just because, like, how they all grew up. My mother had like a card from when she gave it to her mother a long, long time ago. Of course, it's a white girl on the front because we're talking about the 60s, but not many options. Yeah. She colored it brown. And that is like what I mean when I say, like, my mother still has that picture. But she was like, nope, this does not look like me. This doesn't look like me. It was a little girl on the front and she had her hair, she colored her brown. And I was like, so I grew up not having like the issue of finding dolls. Also, I think at the time when we grew up, which was in the 90s, technically, they had enough options. 90s. Yeah, they had enough options by that time. So I didn't have the option of like looking at, you know, the doll experiment and how Brown v. Board of Education and all that came about was from the doll experiment. White doll is, you know, good and Black is evil. Which still to this day does bother me, because if you look in a dictionary, Black and white are one means pure, one means evil. We'll let you decide which one you think it is. But I do have family members who are lighter, because most Black families have people who run the gamut of white. Very light skin slash white to dark as, you know, nighttime. I have a family member who legitimately is color struck. Legitimately, I have lots of family members who like talk about color in such a way that you just be like, you Black.
But you still Black though. Do you
like, you're Black. Black. Like, you're Black, Black. Like, all of us are Black. Like, your mother, your father, all of you are Black. Like, Black.
Yeah.
And it's like, even talking to, even in my family, when we get to talking about like the sun and the summer comes around, oh, don't you sit out in the sun? Ooh, my brother was a lifeguard. And like, I remember like someone was like, oh my gosh, you were crispy Black. And I was like, what?
This makes me think of bacon for some reason.
I just want you to know that is some fat shit. I love it though. But no, like it was like no, that's something that in the black community, a lot of people tell them don't play in the sun too much and all
there's,
that.
There's a girl I follow this girl on Instagram who has a daughter, she just turned one. And she was like, she's trying to train herself now because her husband is fairly light skinned. Her daughter is a little bit light skinned, has real cute eyes. They're like gray. So that should tell you probably how light she is.
Okay.
And she's trying to train herself now not to tell her daughter, don't play in the sun too long. You don't want to get too dark. Because we don't even think about that. Like, we don't think about that language that we're telling or that we were told as kids that it is wrong to go play in the sun because you will get too black. Like, your color will get
exactly
too dark.
Like, you don't want to be too dark.
People like me are
who Sasha, hey y'all, once again, I don't know how many times I gotta put it out there, but Sasha's legs are transparent. Sasha's legs are transparent.
I used to tan so well, and I don't know what happened, but my legs now refuse to get color, and I can't stand it because I can tell
because her legs are pale. Her legs are see through.
We're going to
Mexico. Clear.
We're going to Mexico next week, and when I tell you that I have every intention of literally sitting out in the sun so as to get some color, because I want to be darker. Like, I'm trying.
Sasha, see, and that's the thing. See, whereas, and I've never had an issue with being tan. Like, I think that's the other thing is that I've never had, like, I've been fortunate enough. Let me put it like that. My parents, even though they say they're ignorant comments because it's ingrained. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it. Okay. They say, we talk about our parents and how they talk about weight, they talk about color, they talk about anything. And you're just like, ooh, y'all old. And that's just what it is. But yeah. Yep. I will say that I never was made to feel bad about, like, if I was to ever, like, confront or say, okay, especially what?
Your parents, I mean, your parents and your brother, y'all are all brown skin.
We're brown skin.
Your mom's kind of darker than you.
My mom is a little bit darker than me. My dad is somewhere around the same. And, like, also, he grew up in Mississippi. So I give him he grew up in New Orleans in Mississippi. I will give him all effort of, like, anything that he has experienced growing up. As I told you, my dad just turned 75. Okay. All blessings upon him. But 75 means that he was born in 46. It was a history lesson all day yesterday as we were sitting there like, yo, Truman was the president.
Segregated.
I was like, sir, you literally had segregation. So whenever he says something about white people or says something about, like, discrimination or something like that, I listen because I'm like
yep.
sir, I cannot ever tell you whatever you feel, sir.
So what is interesting to me as somebody who is not black, because I've had this conversation with my mother and sister-in-law, and it's always funny because they'll have conversations about how, like, what color I think they are, like, in terms of, like, light skin, brown skin, dark skin. And I always say I think they're brown skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that no, they're not, that they're more lighter.
Yeah, they are.
Because they're not your color, so they're like no.
They are like so. Let me tell. Look,
light skin to me is high yellow.
No, see, and that's the thing. See, that's because you are, that's because you only have one tone and like in light. No. Let from the black delegation. Let me speak for the black delegation.
Because, like, take Brianna. You know Brianna. Yes. Brianna to me is what a light skinned black person is.
So that is the classic black light skin. That's classic light skin. So I think of it as coffees, okay? It's easy to put it in coffees. That's the reason why I love the things that talk about caramel mocha and everything, because if you put my hand next to, like, another shade,
like,
it's like
mocha.
But technically, if you look at caramel, I'm caramel versus mocha. It's so many different shades.
I say my in-laws and Richard are more closer to caramel.
They are like a latte. See, they are a
That's
latte.
So light to me, though.
No. That seems so light to you. Mm-mm. A latte is not light. A latte is coffee with milk, cafe au lait, whatever you call it. But you talking about how much milk we're talking about. So when we talk about color, and this is what I mean when I say colorism, it's like, I'll go back to my dad growing up in New Orleans, and I experienced this for the first time, and I thought it was crazy because my friends went to school down there. I'm red down there. They have two colors. Red.
Your red bone?
And black. Red and black. Anyone who went to anyone who's from the New Orleans area can attest to this because I thought it was a joke. No, 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 no. So me, in all my brown skin glory, would be considered
red. Y'all can't
red.
See my face. I'm so confused right
so
now.
So here's the thing. There are some places, and this is once again, New Orleans is once again in the South, deep South. So they have really, they're really ingrained in colorism too. I don't know. I know yeah. when black, you know black when you see it, but you don't know the distinguishing mark between black. There's
you don't
no
know, like,
shade.
What that
like you don't know the gradient. So it's not like you'd be like, it's like red, black. I don't know when it happens.
If I had to think about it though, like I do have an idea in my head of what a light-skinned black person is mm-hmm. and what a brown skin and what a black person is.
Yes.
And I've heard dark the term skin. Red bone. Mm-hmm. I've heard a red bone, but I don't know if I know what that looks like to me.
So what a red bone is what someone would like call someone between, who's light. It's what Bree would be.
I feel like that's between
it's light skin.
Really? Because I feel like that's between like a Bree and a brown skin.
It's a red bone is technically someone who used yellow. To be like, yeah. So Brie is, so technically a red bone is someone who,
and
Brie, when you think of blushing.
We're sorry. We're just using
Brie, we're
example.
Using you because like, look, I could use my cousin. My cousin, I'll use another example. I have a cousin who is light skin. And they used to call her Casper growing up. So like you get it on either side. That's the one thing that I will say about colorism is that we only talk about being
you
dark
be
skin as bad, but it, oh no, you could be too light where you're like, oh, you Brandon told still to this day, hilarious. The most funniest thing I've ever heard was Brandon's brother. So Brandon has three other siblings. All of them are about the same complexion, except for one.
Yeah.
And the one who Brian. Is a little bit lighter, bless his soul, Brandon said
barely.
This at
barely,
nine.
Y'all.
Barely. And he's really not, but he is like, just considering all of them
tone.
Have,
it's
they're all
tone.
Tones, but the considering they all come from the islands, I can see how you look at him and be like, well, okay. But like I said, black people are magic. We make all shades. So he told, Brandon told his mother, put him back. He's not done baking. He's not done. What's going on?
My mother-in-law said so I've seen a picture of my husband when he was a baby mm-hmm. and he was much lighter mm-hmm. and she took him to Disney World at 4 months old and she says she completely changed his complexion. She says she went down there with this little light-skinned baby and came back with this just
oh, caramel baby. See, so this is what I would say. I will say that when we talk about colorism and the things that we're talking about, the importance of us talking about it is because it really, we don't recognize how ingrained the shit is. And I only saw it when I got older. So like, for example, my nephew, who once again, caramel or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Okay. My sister-in-law is not like brown skin. She's brown skin, but she's not mine, but she's lighter than me. Then you have my brother, who is my complexion. So that's why I said, when we talk about brown, dark, it's subjective. That's the thing. Like everything that we've talked about, if y'all haven't realized, because
some people
look, don't
some
cancel
people look
us.
At you and
but
say,
really,
like you're dark skin.
Someone will look at me and say, I'm dark skin. Some people will look and say, oh, whatever, like you're brown skin. Whatever it is, it's subjective as hell. It's subjective based on who you're around. If you have a family full of people who are the color of night, and they have people who are color of night, y'all know what I mean when I say it. Then you would look at someone else and be like, you light. But people will look at a kid's features. People will look at a kid's features, like their ears, because you know the ears and the fingertips. And it's like, he a red bone. And I'm just like, he's going to darken up. Like, God damn, every baby is light, bright. They've been in a womb of, I was like, they've been in underwater in the dark fucking 9 months. Yes, there's an absence of light there, you know? So of course every baby comes out lighter, but I remember distinctly, like when my nephew was born, it was like, oh, he's a red bone. And I'm like, why does it matter to me?
And I think I've told this story on the podcast before. When Stokely was born, he was much lighter than what he is now. Mm-hmm. I remember my mother-in-law distinctly being, is he getting some color to him today? Oh, you look like you're getting a little darker. Like she, and I don't even think she knew that she was like coming off or even sounded
because it's not that she was trying. And the thing is, it's not that blacken up.
Like
it's not that she. And the thing is, like a lot of people think that because colorism exists, that it means like a lack of love. It doesn't. Like it's just ingrained. Like is he going to get some color? Is he? I have a branch of my family, and it's hilarious because to this day, if you look at all of them, they look exactly alike. Like all of them have the same face, but it was like one light. They both of their parents are light skin, what you would even call light skin. Then there's light brown chocolate. Okay, chocolate brown, light. None of like it's just one where he's just like Richard. Completely chocolate, and so everyone's like, Richard. Oh, he doesn't look the same. And I say he does look the same, and that's the thing that a lot of people go to. Yep. I'm like, they look exactly the same. Yep. Look at my brother, my in-laws. You just see them. Well, no, you're just looking at their color. I mean,
people do that with Stokely, like, yep. People will look at Stokely and say, oh, he looks just like me, and I'm like, no, he doesn't. Like, you're just saying that because we're the same color.
I'm like, no, but he has
as soon
my
as
color.
I show people a picture of, it's
no,
as
they
as
look like he looked like you. And I'm sorry, Sasha. I know we're both cursed.
Like his daddy.
I'm sorry, we're cursed that we both like decided to be vessels for our men because, he looks just like Richard. And I know
he's
that Brendan
version of his daddy.
Yeah, and I look at Brendan, and there's certain times like I'll see a picture of me when I'm younger where I'm like, oh. Yeah, that does kind of look like me. But no, this is Brandon. This child looks like...
I think he looked like you when he was a baby.
A baby. Yeah, he was born. He was born looking like me. And then it was just like...
Yeah, he came out looking like you, and then immediately
it
was like, oh,
he
dad.
Came out looking like me, and it was just like, all right, you got it? You satisfied? Give me dad's face. And I'm just like...
Yeah, pretty
cool,
much. Yeah, that's
cool.
Me number his father.
Yeah, and but I mean, like the reason that colorism,
like, oh, he
yes.
looks just like you. Like they look at him and, oh, he looks just like you. I'm like, nah, we're just the same color. Like this is him and his father. They have the exact same smile and
they have the same eyes, the same smile.
Yeah, he does. He does look just like his dad. And I'm like, yeah, y'all just think because they're not the same color that he doesn't look like.
And I'm like, and he ain't that far off from his color. That's what I'm like, because it's like one of those things where you're just like
during the summertime, he can probably get close to it.
That's what I was going to say. And that's why I said, like, I love me a good laying out in the sun to get that good glow, because once again, brown skin melanin, it's something about the way the sun glows. I don't even need no damn Vaseline, just shine. But
and I think
the reason,
like,
that it is important for us to say it is because I like, even when we talk about our choices of like who we marry, because some people, this goes into a lot of things, people will marry a certain person because they want, what do they want, light skin, good hair, all that. People will like look at someone and say that they're more valuable because of these different features that really don't mean shit. Like they don't mean nothing.
When you look in the media industry, like women who are darker tend to play the same type of roles. Like, you know, they are viewed the same way. It's only now just starting to change where you are having darker skinned women in both like Afro-Latino women and Black women being put in roles, like prominent roles, where they aren't like a bad guy, or like they don't have issues with them, or like there's not anything inherently wrong with them, or better still, like they are a sex symbol, like they are seen as a person of attraction, because that wasn't the case for
exactly. So like this is where it's time. Like I will look at, like I will say this, I as an adult love me a good chocolatey, like just I do. I don't know. It's like a good chocolate, like a Hershey's kiss. Just beautiful. But I also am just like, it's never been a person, like I've never had what they call a preference where it's like I only date light skinned. We've had men like say, I only date light skinned women. Okay, well, blessings to you. Like it's never made me feel a type of way because someone has an ignorant ass view where I'm just like, okay. You're only gonna date
you're
like
missing out if you
I was like, shoot, I know I'm
you're
awesome.
Discounting a whole
and that's yeah, what it and like counting a whole thinking about whole our children. I think that's the thing that when we're talking about like as wives, as mothers, and everything that we have and every single role, it's just really good to have this conversation because it happens and it's so hushed that is act people act like it doesn't happen. People act like it's not a thing until it's a thing. And you're like, it's a thing, and it's still gonna be a
I
thing.
mean, I'm almost positive I talked about this before. My mom grew up in a household with her grandmother who swore she was white, that her family was directly from Spain. This woman came from Puerto Rico and did not want, like, my mom's parents had to elope because my grandfather was too dark. Mind you, look at me again, not that dark. My mother is a little bit lighter than me. So that should tell you
I was
the
gonna
color that
say.
my grandfather was. But, and like, my mom, when I was in high school, like, oh, if you're not going to marry somebody Spanish, marry somebody white. Like, because I don't want a grandson with a wide nose and nappy hair. And like, I had to tell my mom about herself. And even now, like, I have to kind of have conversations with my mom about, like, we don't say certain things about Stokely's hair. Like, if you don't like it, that's cool. Never say it in front of him. Like, if you think it's unkempt or unruly or
Or,
things like
oh my
that,
gosh, what are we
keep it to
gonna do
yourself.
about this? And it's just like, yeah, we, and the thing is that,
Keep it to
like,
yourself.
exactly. And I have to tell my mom the same thing, because I mean, you've seen Brendan has, like, of course, shrinkage, just like his mama, curly, a compound curly. And so, if I don't do something with it, and I mean, I don't do a lot with it, because at the end of the day, it's a lot, and the child is just gonna, like, if I pick out his hair beautifully and he lays down for a nap, now all my work is done. So the most I do is I
That's how
moisturize
Stokely
it.
is.
Exactly. So I
Yeah, that's what
moisturize
I
it, and
do.
I, like, I pick at it and I pull it apart, make sure that it's not, like, overall. And I'm like, and it's gorgeous. And I'm like, I would never trade anyone, like, I would never trade these curls. I would never trade his look.
Oh,
But at the same time,
I tell Stokely all the
yes.
time. I tell him all the time, Mommy loves your hair. Mommy loves your curls. My son literally has a bush. Like, it's literally
He does.
a
He did.
bush.
He did a little man bun, y'all. It was the cutest
Yes, I can put it in a
thing.
man bun now.
See, and Brendan, I can do that. Like, if I was to actually, like, comb out and do his hair, I could do the same. But I'm like, I refuse, because number one, my child is gonna scream bloody murder while, like, I do it. But on top of that, I was like, I like his little, like, fro, because, like, he's at the age where he don't need shape ups yet, which is beautiful, beautiful. But I'm like, I don't have a problem. My mom would sometimes be like, "Are you gonna plait it? Are you gonna braid it?" And I'm like, "For what? His hair is curly. He's black. His hair is curly. It grows out his head that way. I'm not doing nothing with it. I'm not doing anything extra. I'm gonna put some moisturizer in it. I'm gonna make sure that it's not tangled and, like, matted on itself. But other than that, no, this is his head. This is what you're gonna get, his afro. And sometimes he
That's
pulls at it and
exactly
it's
what we do.
uneven, and I can't do nothing about that, because if I was to sit there and just be all over him, I would be annoyed.
You
So
get a boy
I'm gonna,
complex. You got a
no,
boy
I'm
complex.
exactly. So even thinking about, like, we even had people, like, that goes into, like you said, if you can marry this person, that they marry this person. There's a lot of things that go into when we get into the dating, which we haven't gotten into the dating world yet, thank God. However, it will come up, because I mean, you've moved to West Bubblefuck, and I'm pretty sure that your child is going to bring home a non-melanated person.
I don't know.
It's going to happen, and I just want you to know it's going to happen. I'm telling you out of, like, the fact that you need to know. I'm preparing you now. You have a
He's going
good.
to high school in PG County. That's what's going to happen. He's going to high
Yeah.
school in PG County.
I mean, that's just what's going to have to happen if you want him
That's what's
to. I was going to say,
going to send him to
just,
high school in
I was like,
PG
you need to prepare
County.
yourself for this, because you live in a place where, like, proximity is a lot of what we
Because
see.
I'm now the opposite of my mother, where my mother was like, no, marry a, if you, it's not a Spanish dude, marry a white one. And I'm like, a black, if it's not a Spanish girl, which it won't be, a black one, please.
Like, black woman, what's wrong with black? I've had
Yeah,
my
like,
mother tell me, I liked a black, I liked a white boy. I liked him. That was it. Didn't date him, didn't do nothing. Nothing. I liked him. I thought the little boy was cute. And my mother was like, so in all that school, mind you, I went to a very diverse school. She's like, so all that school you go to, that
you
whole
had to find
school,
one.
you don't have no black boys you like. And I said, God damn, I have like five that I like that are black. My one, well, I was like, okay, cool. So for that reason,
Your Black Power Mama down. Was not going to
let look. I hearken back to my mother colored her pictures with the little white girls that come in the little cards. She colored them brown. So I should have known. That should have been my cue, but no. So like when I think about it, my mother is not really like put any kind of complexes. And she's aware of when she says something that's just like, you know what, that's me. That's me. And I said, and that's all I can ask.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they talk about quote unquote breaking these generational curses and stuff, I don't look at it as a curse. I mean, I think it's something that we have to deal with.
I think it's more of education, because I mean, I have to do the same thing with my mom. Like mm-hmm. my mom, I've always been way more immersed, obviously, in Black culture than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to teach her, like, this is the things we say about Stokely's hair or about his color or about his name
mm-hmm.
or like things like
yes, because your child, I just want you to know, your child, like there was no way that your child wasn't going to be immersed in Blackness. His name is Stokely.
Fra Stokely Carmichael. Y'all.
Just so y'all know, it's full named after the Black Panther. Y'all.
Not mint condition. Not.
And I just want you to know that most people who think of that, I just wonder who... I don't know if anyone
it's
else
also Stokely from Mint Condition is his name is spelled Stokely. Stokely Carmichael is Stokely, which is mm-hmm. how Stokely's name is spelled.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he is named after Stokely Carmichael, who was a leader in the Black Power movement.
Black Panthers.
So, yeah, my child.
Amen.
Yep. Go ahead, hold up that fist. That's
what I was going to say. That's why I said, I was like, there's no way that he wasn't going to be immersed. But it is education.
If you don't think we celebrate Black culture over here.
Like, that's why I said it's really funny. Like, no, moving out there. You moving out to the place where I'm like, color is going to come up. And I mean, it's a part of our lives. Now, here's the thing.
I told you today.
Yes.
I told you I went to his board. I am sitting on the board at my child's school now. It's a nonprofit co-op school and it's all white women. And
mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be conversations when he starts at that school. Oh, his name is so unusual. What does that mean?
It's not unusual.
He's named after Stokely Carmichael.
The Black Panther.
I've never met another Stokely.
I have.
There was only like one 2016. Have you really? Mm-hmm.
I've met at least like one or two. I once again, this is the times where I say I am Black. That is not an uncommon name because once again, if you have parents that grew up in that time, if you have parents who were anyone who grew up in that time, no, I've met like two Stokelys in my life. It's not often, but I mean, like there was a time where it was really important and powerful to name your child that. That's where it's probably where Richard got it from, where he was just like, yo, this is.
Yeah. No, that's exactly where he got it from.
Yeah. I was like, see, I just went the route of, yes, I had to tap the chest. But also, I didn't go that route. I just went the route of confusing me for the rest of the life, you know, with
yes, you
Brandon and Brendan. So it is what it is. But no, the reason that it's important really for us, what is our takeaways from this? Colorism is subjective. So your caramel could be my latte, could be someone's red bone, could be someone's crunchy black. Actually, I think crunchy black might be the only one that's not.
That might be a thing. Because I say that like even in our friend group, like because that's how they act. They're like, oh, well, if my husband and his family are brown skinned, then what is Lisa? And it's like, well, obviously Lisa's lighter than my husband, but to me she's still brown skin. But mm-hmm. then it's like, well then what is Sheree? And I'm like, well compared to Lisa, Sheree,
it's like comparative
skin, but
it's
like she's not
but I'm like, I, like and that's the thing I have and I guess it's because like in my
people.
Friend exactly I in my friend group I have friends who are like darker than me or like of this and the thing is and that and the other thing about colorism that comes in and this is like you're raising the perfect blended kid because the other thing that colorism comes into is mixed children.
Yep.
Like an heritage, especially in the Black community, where it's like you want to be anything but just Black. And I'm like, if I go back in my history, I can tell you like which one of my grandparents was a Native American, but like what does it matter? So I'm black.
I'm 1/4 Cherokee. On my mother's side, 3 generations.
Yeah,
back.
I'm 1/8. Like, yeah, and I'm 1/8.
I ain't nothing.
No, for me, I'm
indigenous.
Look, for me, I'm 1/8. Because like I know that because I know my mother's grandmother was a Native American. Okay, cool.
I have indigenous.
I just want you to know
Puerto Rico,
that if you are Black, more likely you're mixed. Excuse me, if you're African American in the United States, you're mixed.
Yeah. Unless your peoples came directly from Africa, you're probably mixed.
And so like, let's just clear that up right now. You're mixed with something, okay? Somewhere down the line, someone's something was getting it popping with someone else's something. So,
but I think the general like takeaway though is that like no color is just inherently better, more attractive.
No.
Like
no.
More deserving, more like none of that. Like it's we can't help the color that we're born. Like we have no control over that.
Yeah. And even also the other takeaway that I would say is that it's not even that one is better, but one is not have more value or more desire to make one more desirable, or like it's a competition. Like I know it's sometimes and like, again, you know, team light skin, team dark skin. Oh, the light skins are coming back. It sounds fun.
It's okay to have preferences.
Yeah.
But I would always say the caveat is don't discount somebody purely based on like,
I was going to say, it's okay to have preferences unless your preferences are based in some kind of, you know, some kind of oppressive state, because like we say, most of our preferences, most of our preferences are based in the fact that of racism or something like that, where the closer you are to white, the better you are. Like, that's why we have Black people who can pass, and that's great. Whereas if you definitely, I ain't passing, okay? Just let you know. I don't care whether you call me, if you call me brown skin, dark skin, red, Black, whatever the fuck you call me, but we ain't calling me as white.
Your peoples was outside.
I'm definitely was outside. I was outside, okay? Okay? Unless someone invited me inside, there was no way that I was not, and like I could be invited in, but I'm definitely not just born inherently in, okay? Like that's the thing. So it's like, if you think back to, and that's where I always go with when we get into these things.
That's the whole thing where, like, that's the basism of colorism right there. Like,
oh, house nigga versus house nigga versus field nigga. Yeah, yeah. That's
and what are you? Thing. And what are you? And what are you still? Still what?
A nigga.
Still what though?
Still nigga.
Thank you.
Black nigga, red nigga, blue nigga, still nigga. Okay. But no, and that's really true. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like all of these things are a divider for Black and brown people. Okay. So Latino, okay, fine. You might not call this, but you can get called any kind of slur that applies to anyone. That could be wrong, but that doesn't matter. If you speak Spanish, there are certain slurs that no matter where, you're just going to be lumped into calling them that. Everybody is a Mexican. Nope, I'm not. But here we are. Yep. So that, I was going to say, I'm not going to say those. See, look, I'm not saying those, but exactly. Like, that's the thing. When we get down to it, the point is that every single thing about colorism was meant to divide. And at the end of the day, it's outdated. So.
And I would encourage everyone, if you have, like, if you have thoughts like, oh, I don't want my kids to play outside, you know, because I don't want them to get too dark, or, you know, things like that, I would just encourage you to explore where those thoughts come from and why you think those things. Not to say they're good or bad, but I would just encourage you to, like,
just know, be aware.
And like, like, you know, why do you feel that way? And is it because you don't want your kids to be darker? And if so, why? Why do you feel like that's a bad thing? Like, just like, you know, like do some critical
self-reflection, because there's a difference between a preference and an oppressive preference.
Yep.
Just figure it out. Like, just know. And we're not saying that you have to change your ideals, but just know where they come from, okay? I know that I have prejudices and we all have biases, and I live in those. I'm perfectly fine with them. I know where they come from. I know what they are. Like I said to my 75-year-old father, I know exactly where his prejudices come from, and I'm not getting ready to change them. I know where they come from. I understand him.
So we want to hear about your experiences with colorism, how you feel about the whole light skin, dark skin debate. If you are a non-black person, but a person of color, because I also know we didn't even touch on like colorism in like the Asian community.
Oh, gosh. And, look, like, we literally
like,
have
South Asians and like
we might have to have a guest for that.
Yeah, that's a whole nother bucket.
I just realized we can have a guest.
Yeah, so like if we would love to hear about your experiences or what you think about all of that. You can always email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. You can join the conversation that I'm sure is happening on Instagram right now at @swirlandsippodcast. If you want to see Sheree and I have conversations like this, like we mentioned earlier, you can join
up our black power fist.
Holding up our black, my brown, my little light brown fist.
I was going to say, ain't nothing light brown. See, that's the thing. Ain't nothing light brown about Sasha. Sasha is tan, if not pale pink. I'm just like, that's why I was like, don't worry. It goes both ways.
You know what's hilarious, though? I pick like the brown skin emoji. Like I purposefully.
I know you do. And the thing is, she gets on me because she's like, that's not the right shade. I'm like, girl, I don't care about these shades. The fact that we have shades confuses me.
I refuse to be the one that's closest to my color.
No, she won't be. She is the yellow emoji, okay?
I know. That's what I just need to go back to. But if you want to see me and Sheree act a fool on video, you can always join our Sip Squad at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. For as little as $3 a month, you get to hear all of our antics and get behind the scenes footage and a whole bunch of fun stuff that we give exclusively to our Patreon members. You make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, rate and review us. The rating and reviewing definitely helps the show, helps other people find us. And we love having conversations like this, and we want to have more people listen to us having more conversations like this. So make sure that you rate and review the podcast. And as always, have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.